Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Sherry Veronica, and I'm on another show. This is Blog Talk Radio, Naked Departure Show. And we have with us today Jacqueline Aileen, and she has been living in Barbados for the last 10 years. And we just wanted to talk about the moral compass in Barbados. She's lived there long enough to be able to say if she's met anyone who has a high standard of morality. I lived there, and all I met were thieves. And when I am in the United States or when I travel the world, I have met, I am a very positive thinking person, and I meet people, and I'm greeted well and accepted well by people. I like all walks of people. But in Barbados, no matter where I turned, I was robbed, I was raped, I was defrauded, I was lied to. You cannot avoid it in Barbados, because I think that Barbados is one big infection. Now, I don't know what Jacqueline, well, I do know because we have spoken offline, but maybe Jackie can give a quick synopsis of what she has experienced. I've never met a black man. I, Sherry Veronica, have never met a black man who didn't steal from me, who didn't deceive me and take money, who didn't, I consider it rape, because if you get with me on false pretenses, it's rape. It's rape of, it's financial rape, it's sexual rape, it's all types of rape. I've never met a black man. I don't usually associate in that close proximity with black men, because I talk to enough people that I do know better. We have this, we try to romanticize the fact that we are black and that we came from Africa, and we always try to say, well, maybe we should give this particular person a chance, or maybe not be so hard on this particular person. But every time I have those kind of ill thoughts, I am raped. It's a tragedy. How has your experience been, Jackie?
Well, my experience has got to say it's been similar. And this is not just here in Barbados, right? Because, before I was living in the UK, and the guys there are more or less the same. The women are always helping the guys. I can't recall any of my friends' experiences or my experiences where the guys are measuring up to a degree of, you know, working as a team when they're in a relationship. I just, you know, I struggle with seeing that in our community. I do.
Okay. So your take on it is, if you're with a black man, you're going to be screwed.
Well, yes. Because at the end of the day, I just find that there seems to be a philosophy that the woman does everything, and I just think, well, if you're in a relationship, and to me a relationship is teamwork, it's two people working together. I don't know how the black woman had to do everything. She had to be mother and father. I'm not saying this across the board, but in the majority of cases, I know this happens, where the mother has to be mother and father, has to take on everything. You know, if anything goes wrong, it's the woman's fault. You know, that's all I hear. I don't hear any kind of uplifting of our women. You know, and I'm not saying that all men are doing it. I just know there's a vast majority of men that just do not pull their weight.
Yeah, you put it mildly. They try to destroy. The black man is trying to destroy, especially the ones in the islands and black African Americans, because I've dealt with them on a limited basis. But it's not as though they just rob you. It's almost as though they try to destroy you in the process. And I find it so strange that it actually scares me any time I'm around people that are predominantly black. I have a fear factor that you would not believe.
Well, that shouldn't be around your own people, but I can understand it. I really can. I just think that the role model of the black man that other people are supposed to follow just doesn't exist. I just feel that they have taken the behaviors or copied the behaviors from the slave master and basically abused you know, with black women as though they're slave masters. I really do.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. Like I said, I see them as being undesirable. I see them as being almost not human, especially the ones I've met in Barbados. It's almost as though there's no heart, there's no soul, like a subhuman species. And I always wondered if because Barbados was a slave port and a slave society, if it shows what happens to a particular set of people when they are reduced to that level. I've always wondered about that. And these things are not taught to us in schools, because even speaking to you, you didn't even know that Barbados was a slave society. And you didn't even understand really what all there was about slavery. Although we are black, it seems as though they're trying to romanticize slavery in many ways, because I don't think people understand what slavery has done. And in all the world where people are still talking about slavery and what has happened to black people during slave times, black people in Barbados, which is predominantly black, they don't want to talk about slavery. And it happened. That was the petri dish. That was the theater. That was the stage in theater. And according to history, that is where they turn a human into a slave. That's where the blood, that's where the screams, that's where the terror took place. And the people there don't even want to talk about slavery.
Yeah, that's very important, because it's the root, it's the foundation, it's where it all stems from. Where we are today, we can actually, if you trace it back, you can actually trace back some of the behaviors you see today, you can see in their time. They moved the black man from here to there to breathe with anybody. So tell me if you cannot see that today. They didn't teach us how to love each other. Tell me if you can't see that today.
Of course.
They didn't teach us how to build relationships, how to build family.
Exactly.
Cannot see.
I do not believe in black on black love. I mean the romantic love. I do not believe that it exists. I try to do the right thing. Let's say someone needed something from me, and you know, I think it's the right thing to do. I do believe I should do the right thing, but I cannot say I've ever felt love from a black person. It's not a criticism. They actually don't know how to do it. They just do not know how to. They always want. Is that slave man mentality? Is the Masonic teaching that they refuse to let go of? Because when I think about children in schools discriminating against each other based on the school, and it doesn't only happen when they're in school. They could be 19 years old and still have that thinking. It's something that permeates who they are for a lifetime based on a high school. In the whole world, no goddamn person thinks about what high school you went to. No, in America, people could go to Princeton, people could go to Dartmouth, people could go to Duke, and no one really takes that for anything other than, okay, so you had money that you could go to a particular Masonic school and get the Masonic teaching. Everyone can't excel. In fact, look at Rihanna. She could not have excelled in Barbados, but she excelled in America, and she has no degree. She didn't even finish high school. Jay-Z, Beyonce, most of those entertainers excel based on what they're able to do. No one cares about the high school. No one cares about what kind of primary school they went to. If you do go to college, yes, you can add that to your resume. But no one really cares. They just want to know that you can do the job and you have some moral compass surrounding you. It's very important in the United States that you are perceived to have some kind of moral compass. That's why it's such a shock that we have Donald Trump as the president. But usually people want to know that you can be believed. In Barbados, all they're interested in, and we're getting onto the political side of it now, all they're interested in is that you can bring money into the island.
Yes. The focal point is money, and the love of money is the root of all evil. if I was to, you know, you touched on the fact about love, but I have to ask you, when did the emancipated people learn about love? Don't think it ever happened.
I don't understand. Okay, if I didn't understand you, maybe the people that are listening didn't understand you. Could you say that again, please?
You talked about love. Yeah? So when we were emancipated, when we were free, when the chains were taken off, yeah? When did those people learn about love? And love is the foundation of everything. Yeah? If you build a relationship with anybody, it's got to be based on love. If you, you know, in the beginning, you've got to love yourself first before you can love others. So if the emancipated people did not learn about love, then we're struggling with relationships now because we know nothing about love. We only know the word. We don't know the actions to carry it out.
Exactly. I've never found love with a black man. I actually think black men are quite divine. I actually think that there's something very magical about black people on the whole, but you're not going to find, once you start to peel the onion, there's no substance, none in a black man. I find that black women more want to excel, but black men are just, I think maybe they are ashamed because they know that during slavery, they never stood up for a black woman. And they still have shame associated with their DNA. Hello?
Sorry, I missed the last part. What's associated with their DNA?
I'm saying that black men are ashamed that they did not stand up for black women during slavery, during the times of slavery. People have to remember that black people were enslaved longer than they are experiencing freedom, and people think that freedom came in 1863 or whatever date they want to assign to it. But in most places in the 20th century, slavery was still ongoing because blacks had no freedom. Blacks still had no freedom. You can say someone is free, but if they don't behave freely or have the opportunity to act freely, you're not really free. It's like you saying that the Barbadian dollar is 2-1 when it's pegged against the United States dollar. But that's not really true, because Barbadians are getting less and less for their dollar than maybe 20 years ago. So whereas people can say something, in reality, black people have to recognize when they're being lied to. They have to be able to recognize and stop standing on the word of people because they may have a certain status or a coloration or whatever. Black people have to really start to understand what is being said and if it holds true to the way they're living. And they have to get rid of laws that do not serve them. And when Kanye West said that it was a choice, and the whole of America, maybe the whole world, jumped on Kanye, I agree with him. Because if there's no choice, are they trying to tell us that only people that have choice is white people? So if black people had no choice to be a slave, do they have a choice now? Because they're still working for the white man, especially when you look at blacks in Barbados. They're still going to work for the white man, and the white man has told them to their faces, if we pull out, you will fall. If we pull out, you will fall. There was a white woman that went missing in Barbados, and white people came up with guns, rifles, fully armed. They don't play, and they're only about 3%. So people are talking about no fucking choice. I mean, at what point do you have choice when there's 3% holding on and holding things together in Barbados that have bare black people, and 3% is running things? So are they going to say 100 years from now that they didn't have any choice? So that means you go through your whole life saying you did not have any choice. It's bullshit. That's bullshit. Because if you didn't have any choice during slavery, You don't. That you're saying. You're actually saying you don't have any choice now because you're doing the same thing.
It's our behaviors that need to change. It's our behavior. We've got to focus on us as making the change.
So what do you think about the people that are going to be running Barbados? Because I think a third party should be elected. I don't know if a third party is ready, quote unquote. I don't know if they're actually ready. But I think that a third party should be looked at.
I agree with that. Only because the D's and the B's to me are exactly the same party. They just have different names, right? But the only party that I see that will bring out the Freedom of Information Act is the UPP. No other party. I can't see the manifesto for
the UPP. The UPP is the DLP.
Sorry?
The UPP is a DLP. Are people that were part of the DLP?
Well, I looked at their manifesto, right?
Maybe you need to look at them. Maybe you need to look at the people themselves.
Well, maybe it's true. Maybe it's true because unless you have a different mindset, there's nothing going to change, I'm telling you. Unless you have a different mindset to say that the people, the citizens of Barbados have the opportunity of having access to the same information, right, that the government has. And all the things that the government is doing, they do not have an input. So
that's what freedom is. Because how can you make a choice when you don't have access to information? You have to have access to information to be able to make a good choice. So whatever is happening in Barbados has to be transparent. And to think that black people are hiding shit from other black people is obscene. It's just obscene.
I agree.
I invited people to record voice notes for the show, and I have one to play now. Just hold on. Let me play this one.
I call it not hypocrisy.
I can't hear.
I am going to say what I think.
Can you hear that?
No, it's very low.
Yeah, it was really loud. It was really loud when I played it before, but it's really. I wonder what is the kicker. Let me put you on mute. Let me put you on mute. 1 second. I'll put you on mute.
I call it not hypocrisy.
Yeah, it's still very low. I do not understand that. It was really loud when I was playing it before, because I played it back before.
They all like that?
I don't know. Let me see. There's another one here. 1 second.
Yes, I
do not understand this crap. Yeah, that one is low too. Let me see. I do not understand it. Jackie?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm going to end the call with you, and then you call back after I play these voice notes. And we can talk about the voice notes. But let me end the call with you because maybe it's because I'm tied to you.
Okay, no problem.
So listen. So you can listen offline and then call back. I'll let you know when to call back, okay?
Okay, no problem.
I'm going to end the call with you.
Yes, I would like to say something. Beijing goes in every country in the world and vote. Once you have your papers that you're living and working and paying tax, you're entitled to vote. And the next thing, people are here working hard and paying tax and still cannot get a free medical care. I think that is wrong. When you're paying tax to the country and paying everything and working, you should get medical care and you should be able to vote. And it's unfair for Brenda Stewart and the voting people to say that you cannot vote. I know someone living here for over 18 years and she still cannot vote, but I only find that out yesterday. And I think it's absolutely wrong to the Prime Minister and who is in charge. Beijing pay the people from the other island come and work and live here and are permanent resident and should able to vote. They are paying tax. Beijing do that all over the world and go and vote. They live over the world and they go and vote.
Bye.
Thank you. I'm suffering from the asthma at the moment. That's why my voice sounds a little bit so crooked. Okay, bye-bye.
I call it not hypocrisy now. I am going to say what I think a lot of people want to say, but when they sing, if one got a problem with me, Amartney being a lesbian, when I should have had a problem when she entered into politics. When she entered into the office of attorney general, she had the potential to change the laws in Barbados that benefit a lot of people. But when they get on the stage in 2018 and try to insinuate she had a problem with Tom Adams, when she got a problem with having a minister called Muscle Mary, when she got a problem with all the ministers who had women in apartments who were dealing with both boys and girls. Nobody ain't got the right to talk about nobody. All of them are filthy. All. Country's sick. You got ministers up on a stage calling the Lord name in vain. What do you think is Donald Trump? That could get by people stage and curse?
I have a question. Why is the likes of George Payne and Del Marshall allowed to be in a party campaigning to collect votes to get more power already as so-called Queen's Counsel and MPs, Members of Parliament, whatever title you want to call them, are landfall thieves that print paper in their office and get them signed up at the land registry and have poor people running back and forth? Can someone tell me now what is going to happen, regardless to who gets into power, on the morning of the 25th, how long is this bullshit going to run? I want someone to tell me what they plan to do about this. Why is Andrew Pilgrim being given such a hard time for having an outburst in the court? Do you know how many people want to have an outburst in the court? Everybody needs to be held accountable. So if you're going to throw a stone, throw a mountain, because at the moment...
Oh, fuck.
To have an outburst in the court. Everybody needs to be held accountable. So if you're going to throw a stone, throw a mountain, because at the moment everybody is getting away with absolute blue murder. And your title is irrelevant if you're not acting correct in the role you are playing. So are we going to get accountability and transparency?
Hi, it's Sherry. I sometimes move between things too quickly and cut the people off, so I'm so sorry. It's like one person and I have to do so much, but I wanted to play, I think I cut off someone before, so I'm going to actually play this one, which I cut off early, and I'll play it again.
I call it not hypocrisy now. I am going to say what I think a lot of people want to say, but when they sing, if one got a problem with me, Amartney being a lesbian, when I should have had a problem when she entered into politics. When she entered into the office of attorney general, she had the potential to change the laws in Barbados that benefit a lot of people. But when I get on the stage in 2018 and try to insinuate the woman's sexuality, when I should have had a problem with Damnita Barrow, when I should have had a problem with Tom Adams, when I should have got a problem with having a minister called Muscle Mary, when I should have got a problem with all the ministers who had women in apartments who were dealing with both boys and girls. Nobody ain't got the right to talk about nobody. All of them are filthy. All. Country's sick. You got ministers up on a stage calling the Lord name in vain. What do you think is Donald Trump? That could get by people stage and curse? They got electoral college in America, so no matter who ain't vote for, he's still his prime minister in Barbados. Votes is what is count. This is foolishness. When they get into nasty. Both sides. One body ain't better than the next. But if one gonna have a problem with the woman, when I should have had a problem when she was a attorney general and when she did a lawyer. And if you got a problem with people who gay, so serving in the land, send them somewhere else and live. Don't be dealing with them and going home to one of wives. Don't be dealing down going home with a husband. Hypocrites. Hypocrites. All of them. Every single one of them.
Yes, so that is what came in. We had one from earlier that I want to play. Let me go and find it because this also has to do with politics, and it's 1 minute and 19 seconds. So here we go, and then I'll get Jackie back on the line.
Barbados has not escaped the growing international scrutiny surrounding the release last Friday of over 251,000 confidential documents by the global whistleblower organization WikiLeaks. On the heels of Sunday's stern denial by political analyst Peter Wickham, who claimed that he was wrongfully identified in the leaked documents as a source of information on Caribbean leaders, more United States government cables have revealed some less than flattering statements made by two former United States diplomats about leading government and opposition figures here, as well as the overall state of politics on the island. The harshest criticisms were leveled against the then Deputy Prime Minister Mia Motley. The communication, which was sent by former Ambassador Mario Isman, raised questions concerning Motley's suitability for leadership, but also made bold statements about her lifestyle. This cable was sent by Isman following a meeting with Motley. The ambassador reported that former Senator Philip Goddard, an excellent contact of the embassy, recently confirmed to the D.C. Deputy Chief of Missions in a private conversation that internal BLP Barbados Labour Party leadership is absolutely determined that Motley would not lead the party, should they return to power in the next elections.
Okay. So that, I'm calling Jackie back so that we can continue our conversation. Jackie.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I played everything that I had that people sent in since I advertised the show, and then there was one old one that I played. But people are saying that we should get off of Mia Motley. Everyone knows that she's lesbian, and everyone knows that she was lesbian when she was in power before, so to get off her back. And then another person called in talking about the right to vote. And let's say you live somewhere else within the CARICOM community, you should still be able to vote. So I'm sure you didn't hear because the show is on and it's live, but people are very, very concerned with what's going on in Barbados. So we can continue our conversation. I don't know if you did hear what was being – I don't think you did you?
I heard a lady – I didn't hear the last because it was very static.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't hear that one. But
okay.
I heard part of the previous message that you played.
Okay. Okay, but yeah, the thing about it is that there's nothing different going on in Barbados. What, last 5 years ago, when there was elections, there weren't so many people, there weren't all the other parties and the independents, but people were sure that the BLP was going to win and the DLP won. The DLP put themselves out as being poor people's party, while people think that Mia Motley living in Sandy Lane, we only have 90 seconds on Blog Talk, but we can talk and just go on after we get off of Blog Talk. And what I'll do is put the link, the before and after link, into the show so that people can listen to the extended show. But yeah, people think that Mia Motley is going to be for the poor and the rich people because they see her as being rich, Barbados-style rich, whatever that is. So what do you think? What do you think of what the Barbados are thinking regarding rich and poor parties?
Rich and poor, I just think the parties are for themselves. Once they get in there, you know, I just think they see people at the top just totally look at themselves and ignore, you know, the poorer citizens. That's what I think.
So, okay.
I can't see any one of those parties that are really for the people. Really.
So I remember that you threw your hat in the race, but quickly pulled out when you realized that Bajans say they want change, but they don't really want to fight for it.
I think people don't understand that change comes with self first. You see what I mean? If you ever want to change anything in your life, someone has to go out there and change it for you. It's for you to actively think of the first step you have to take in order to create that change.
One second, Jackie. This ends the show on Blog Talk. We will continue on, and I will put the link for this lengthier one on Blog Talk so you can listen to the whole show. But this ends the show on Blog Talk. Thank you. Do not hang up, Jackie.